You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
We're all shaken and outraged by another terrible, unnecessary, violent event instigated by the reckless agenda of the Trump administration. This time in our own state, in our largest city, coming just one day after the tragedy in Minnesota. While the details of the incident remain limited, one thing is very clear. When a president endorses tearing families apart and attempts to govern through fear and hate rather than shared values, you foster an environment of lawlessness and recklessness.
I'm laughing. This is the governor of Iowa suggesting that enforcing laws, if you enforce the laws, it's reckless. You're being reckless and you're tearing families apart. I'll tell you what, every time an officer arrests somebody for DWI, they're separating that individual from their children. I hate to break that news to the governor of Oregon, but this is where we are with the left these days. They don't want the law enforced. Lucky enough to get Jason Law on the line this morning. He's running for St. Charles County Executive, and he is a longtime member of law enforcement in St. Louis County, the St. Louis County Police Department. Jason, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing really good this morning. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Absolutely. What do you make of this situation in Minneapolis and Portland from a law enforcement perspective? I mean, you've got people out there with the uniform on conducting their legal job, and suddenly they're the bad guys.
It's kind of ridiculous. And, you know, as a longtime officer, I've been run over in the line of duty, and luckily I wasn't severely injured. But those 3,000-pound weapons are a serious weapon, and you have to take action really quick. I didn't even have enough time to get my weapon out. And this poor ICE officer was just hit a few months prior and was severely injured. Now he's back in the line of duty, and I'm glad he's back. He did what he was supposed to do, and you'll see that Graham versus Connor, which is a Supreme Court case which guides use of force for law enforcement officers, you have to put yourself in the officer's shoes at the time of the incident. You can't use hindsight. Hindsight's 20/20. You can't study all the different tapes. You can't look at all those different things that were going on. You have to put yourself in the mind of the officer.
Well, what's sad about this whole situation, though, is even though I would imagine he'll be cleared, no charges, his career could still be ruined because his name is out there and people are going to try to destroy his life.
Yeah, and I've seen that over and over. I mean, it happened here in St. Louis. It's happened across the country in several different incidents that have occurred. It's so sad that that happens. And if people want the laws changed, then change them the right way through the democratic process. But don't take it out on the police officers who are just doing their jobs day in and day out. And that's part of the reason why I'm running for St. Charles County Executive, so we have common sense leadership that backs our law enforcement.
Yeah, it makes sense. Now, memory serves me correct, you were on the ground in Ferguson, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I was there the entire time. I was a lieutenant at the time, and I did a lot of work on West Florissant, and I saw a lot of my officers getting hurt, batteries, brake discs, all kinds of things thrown at them. We were getting shot at. I remember, you know, it made me laugh. My wife and I were talking about that just the other day. We were getting shot at one evening, and then we started using gas, and then local media would say, St. Louis County police gassed peaceful protesters. I'm like, we were getting shot at.
Forgot to mention that detail.
Yeah, of course you were. And you witnessed firsthand, because you brought up the ICE officer, Kim. He grew up in Minneapolis and has served with ICE since, I think, 2012 or 2013, something like
that. So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
That. You know, fortunately, he's with a federal agency where he can continue his employment probably. Maybe they have to move him to a different area after this. But Darren Wilson's life was ruined by this, and there was never a single finding that he did anything wrong in the Mike Brown case.
You're correct. Under the Eric Holder DOJ, they looked at everything. And what they found out was that he acted in self-defense. And it's terrible that these officers have to go through it. It ruins their lives. I mean, the ICE officer was also an Iraqi veteran. All he was doing is serving his community. I mean, serving should be applauded, not torn down.
You would think so. Jason, I know that in your race for St. Charles County Executive, you brought it up there a minute ago. You've got some very clear ideas on what you'd like to do. You also just picked up, you said, a pretty major endorsement, right?
Yeah, the firefighters, paramedics, and dispatchers, they're supporting me now, and it just rounds out the entire first responder corps along with Andrew Bailey. And I'm just, you know, very excited and humbled that the rank-and-file law enforcement and firefighters, along with all of their supervisors and leaders, are all backing me. And they know that I'm going to protect them. They know I'm going to win this race. And when I do, I'll have their backs.
Yeah, there you have it. Jason Law is our guest. And, you know, here's an issue that's kind of popped up. Well, it popped up in the city of St. Charles. My guess is if it hasn't already popped up in St. Charles County, it will. And that's the issue of these data centers. There have been protests about this, I think, in Arnold. Correct me if I'm wrong. Out in Forestell the other day, over in Troy, Illinois, apparently there's some proposal to put a data center in. Where do you stand on that when people come looking for some of that farmland out there in St. Charles County?
Well, where I stand on that is we got to use common sense. First of all, in St. Charles City, it was a debacle. There was no transparency. They did backroom deals, it seemed like, to the public. And we can't have that. We need to get together with the entire region and have a 10-year master plan on where we're going to put these data centers. They're coming, but let's tell the public what's going on. Let's tell them that they're using closed-loop water systems now, that they're not using the water they did, you know, 15, 20 years ago.
Right.
We need to educate the public, let them know what's going on, and see if we can put them in safe locations where our, you know, entire region can benefit.
Yeah, I'm of a mind that they're not bad in and of themselves. But again, if somebody was trying to put one in my backyard, I would be upset about that. I think you can set reasonable expectations for where these things can be, because it is going to create jobs. It is going to bring in revenue. And obviously, in a growing county, you've got to at least consider those things.
No, I agree wholeheartedly. And, you know, I would get with, you know, the Jefferson County, St. Louis County, St. Charles County, Franklin County. Let's all get together and look at the region as a totality and see where we can put them where it's not doing those things that you just described, where we're not going to harm the public. I grew up in North St. Louis County and was part of the Coldwater Creek. And, you know, I was a victim of that with cancer. And the last thing I want to see, or anybody needs to see, is people getting sick because of something put in our environment. So we need to make sure that we're taking the proper steps to educate the public, to make sure they're safe, and put them in the right places.
Yeah. Jason Law, candidate for St. Charles County Executive, I appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. Tell people where they can go to find out more about your campaign.
I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and also lawforstcharlescounty.com. Mark Cox, I appreciate it. I'm extremely humbled by all the first responders backing me. I'm thankful for the firefighters, and we're having a rally February 5th at the Firemen's Hall in St. Peter's. Please look that up on my site.
Absolutely. Jason, take care of yourself. Thank you for your time.
Have a great day, sir.
All right, we'll talk soon. Good to get him on here. You know what today is? It's a Friday, right? Guess what else it is? It is the first day that the Supreme Court is expected to issue some opinions. Now, there are some major ones floating around out there, not the least of which the president's tariff powers and others. So we don't know what might happen today. They usually come out around 9 o'clock, right as this show ends. We're going to get a report from Jessica Rosenthal on that coming up for you on the Mark Cox Morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.